Amazing grace. In grace I'll sing a song that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Was grace that taught my heart to feel. I must believe. Through many dangers, toil and sweat, I am already come. His grace is more. In grace, believe me, all. When I wait, when it comes in the end, bright child.
My brother always, when it's time for me to come, he gives me amazing grace. I love it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I so much love amazing grace because it has always been the grace of God. Amen. Let's sing Leaning on the Lasting Arms. What a fellowship. What a joy divine. Amen. If the musicians will do me that favor.
Fellowship of the joy divine.
Oh,
that's the everlasting.
Oh, is there anything for us to lean on tonight?
The blessedness.
There is an everlasting arms.
Leaning on the everlasting arms. Only. Ezekiel from Allah, oh leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms.
throne from day to day. From the everlasting God. Holy, holy, safe and secure from all harm. I have a blessed peace with my Lord today. Leaning on the everlasting. Oh, leaning.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we have a lasting arm. We have an arm.
From
we have a God that we can lean on to. And we are always safe. We are secure. Because it is an everlasting arm.
Everlasting.
Oh, oh, leading. Oh, leading. Oh, yes. Leading.
And secure. From all
alarm. One more time. Oh, lady.
Oh, safe and secure from all
harm. Oh, lady. Oh, hallelujah.
On the everlasting
now. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, aren't you happy that there is someone you can lean to?
Amen.
An everlasting arm.
Amen.
Where it is always safe. It is always secured. Oh, hallelujah. Let's bow down our heads. Just commit yourself to the hands of the Lord. That, Lord, I thank you that I have such an arm that you have always opened. An arm that never closes. An arm that is always ready to receive. Oh, the arm that goes even and pick. Oh, the one picks us from the mud and from the dirt. Oh, that arm of love that always extends to take us from the gloomy places. Oh, that song says, until you know that loving hands, until we know that loving hands that stretch forth to a fallen man, you know nothing until you know that love of God. Lord, we thank you, O Lord. Oh, for that everlasting arms, the arms that stretches forth and picks the children, O Lord, picks us from our dirty places. The arms that always brings us up. Oh, we thank you for that everlasting arms. We thank you, the Lord, even this evening, that arms have been extended to us. That arm, oh Lord, is here tonight. That right hand of God. That right arm of God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Even as your word says, when you looked, there was no man. There was no intercessor, and your right arm, you said your right arm, oh, came to do the deliverance, came to bring salvation. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, the Lord. We have such an everlasting arms where we run to, where we are safe and we are secured. Tonight, Lord, we are leaning upon that arms, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God. We bless you, Lord Jesus. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we give you the glory. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for that right arm of salvation, Lord. We thank you, oh God. Blessed be your name. Lord, even as your word tells us, you said you looked and there was no man. Oh, there was no intercessor. And that your right arm, oh, came to do the work of salvation. That's why we are here tonight, Lord. We were lost, but amazing grace found us. And Father, tonight we thank you that we have yet another opportunity or privilege to come to your presence, Lord. Oh, to fellowship with you, God. Father, you have called us tonight, and Lord, we surrender ourselves to you, Lord. That, Father, the purpose why you called us, Lord Jesus, oh, let the blessing be, O Lord, upon us, O God. Even as many that were not able to come, Father, we commit all of them into your hands, Lord. There are reasons why they are not here, but God, we know you are the omnipresent God. And the Lord, wherever they are, your presence is there with them, O God. Oh, let that portion, O God, we share here, Lord, be also unto them in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you, even whatever request that is here tonight, Lord, we believe that, Lord, it has already been settled. We thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you. May we be seated for a moment as we have some good news. I believe most of you have already heard it already. I believe everybody have already heard it. Amen. Because good news is always expressed very fast. Amen. Amen. When it is the other way, we try to find it a little bit difficult because nobody wants to be a harbinger of what? Amen. But when it is good news, everybody is just happy to spread it. Amen. We thank the Lord that our precious sister Gloria, we've got a bouncing baby boy. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. And it was, she just confessed it and confirmed it that, look, it was the easiest amongst all her children. Amen. All her children, she had had a lot of problems. But this is the one that normal and without any too much stress. Amen. Amen. So the Lord has answered our prayer. And we thank the Lord. Let's give a clap to the Lord. Lord, we thank you. We bless you. Hallelujah. Glory be to his name. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you have done for us. We appreciate you, Lord. Oh, we give you the glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we have a cause to glorify your name this evening. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Then we have a request here from our precious sister Tara. He said, I would like to ask the saints to remember me in prayer as I'm preparing an application for citizenship and submitting it next week. If the Lord could grant her success with the application. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. How many believe it? Amen. Oh, that it's already received. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Tara, the Lord has done it for you already. Praise God. And we shall pray over it during our prayer time. And but one thing I want to also say, that there is another citizenship. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Over here. And there's no need for you to write any application. Eh? It's a question of just believing. Amen. Amen. And you receive that one. And it has it's above all other citizenship. Oh, praise God. And we thank God that we are already members of that that kingdom. We are citizens already. Amen. The world is trying that. One of my friends said, when the Lord created the whole world, he never divided that this is for British, this is for Irish, this is for Zimbabweans. It is man that has divided all these things, you see. So why when I'm traveling, I need to go for visas and all those sort of things. So I said, one of these days is going to change, my brother. Oh, praise the Lord. No matter of visa, but you travel by your thoughts. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Right. Amen. Amen. The day is coming. Hallelujah. Potentially, we are already there. Amen. We thank the Lord. Tonight, we continue with the house. Amen. And we move to the fourth layer, that's temperance. Can you give me the pyramid of that house? Amen. So let's read our text for tonight. Let's turn to the reading of the word. Give us the text first, and then you can bring it later. Let's turn to Galatians 5:22-25, and then our second reading will be James 1:19. First reading, Galatians 5:22, it's a very text that we know so much. Today our topic is the divine nature, temperance. We are on temperance, divine nature, temperance. And we know temperance is one of the fruits of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Amen. So let's take that scripture for our text. But the fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Verse 23, meekness, temperance. Against such, there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affection and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Amen. Then James 1:19. It says, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Amen. Shall we pray once again? Heavenly Father, we've read your word as Lord, we are on these studies. Once again, Lord, we ask the Holy Spirit to God to take the word, Lord, and help us, Lord Jesus, to get the real life of God in this word, God. Father, we just want to say all the blessings that, Lord, you have for us tonight, Lord. Lord, shower them upon us, Lord. We ask the Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, this moment, from the pulpit to the pew, to overshadow us, Lord. Sweep over us, Lord Jesus. And let every word be a life, O God, unto us. And touch our hearts, Lord Jesus, even as we study your word, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And shall we be seated? Yes. So we are on a... the house that we are building for the dwelling place of God. Already the house, we have built them, but the studies is a question of going, just examining where there are leakages so that we just put everything right. Amen. And before we still move on to temperance, it's always good that you go back a little to see, to bring the remembrance of the things that we have already, so that we don't lose sight of what we have already studied. So you remember our main topic or our main text that we read was 2 Peter 1:1-9, if you remember. When 2 Peter. He said, Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God. And I just picked that place to bring to mind what the prophet, the emphasis he laid upon some of the things that were written in 2 Peter 1:1-9. One of them is, he said, to them that have obtained like precious faith. To them. So the prophet was saying that this message is for a special people. It is for the church. Amen. The prophet said Apostle Peter was addressing this to the church. Amen. See. He said, Peter said, I have obtained this faith, and I'm addressing this to them that have obtained the like precious faith. See? He said, it's not, the prophet said, it's not to the outside world. This is to the church, see? Those that are in Christ. Praise the Lord. And then he said, through the right, this faith must be through the righteousness of what? Of God. See? This faith that he's talking about must be through the righteousness of God. Because there are many other righteousness. There are self-righteousness. We've heard the scripture even says about the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees. That Christ himself said, unless we, our righteousness exceeds those kind of righteousness. Some people, their faith is in a man. You see? A man's righteousness, their faith is in what? It's in a man. But here, the prophet is trying to draw attention that our faith must not rest upon a man, but upon the righteousness of what? Of God. Amen. And then, the verse 8 and 9 especially, he said, if these things, that is faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and above all, charity, that's love. If it is in you, he said, if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. See, but he that lacketh these things is blind. See, this is that we are studying. Faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience. God. The Bible says that, but he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. See, so let's take this divine nature, because the divine nature is all about what? It's all about the nature of God. And the prophet, when he was preaching this message, he said, I like that song, To Be Like Him. Amen. We sing it, to be like Jesus, to be like Jesus. But how can you be like Jesus? You must be, take his word, his divine nature. Praise the Lord. So we started with faith, and we saw that faith is what? It's a substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. Amen. Amen. So the prophet said something like, you do not feel faith. You don't taste faith. You don't smell faith. You don't see faith. Praise the Lord. Amen. And you see that all these things are what? It's what? It's the flesh. So you cannot, by in the flesh, have faith. Or you cannot have, you see, you cannot see something and then you said, this is my faith. No. He said, faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Then we saw that, he said, faith has no hindrance. That faith that you are carrying must have no hindrance. Praise the Lord. Nothing can actually hinder your faith. Faith, the true, real faith has no hindrance. Praise the Lord. And so as we have a request even here before us, there must not be any hindrance to it. You've got to believe that you have received it. No hindrance. Praise God. And then they said, faith acknowledges the word to be true. If you have faith, every word you say amen to it, as long as it's the word of God. That's one part of faith. And then he said, faith also is what? When you are persuaded. Faith is when you are persuaded that all things are possible to them that believe. Praise God. So, Tara, this evening, one thing is that you must be persuaded that all things are possible. Amen. As long as you believe. There's no hindrance. Amen. And you go to acknowledge it. That this is the truth and I accept it. And it will come to pass. And surely it has to come to pass. Then we came to virtue and we saw that virtue is strength and power. The prophet said, virtue is strength and power. Amen. And he was referring to how he said that woman touched her and he said, virtue has gone out of me. Praise the Lord. And the prophet said, if virtue went from him to heal the woman that was sick, he's expecting the same virtue in his church. Amen. Amen. He's expecting the same virtue in his church. And so tonight, someone's request is here, trying to draw virtue from the church. Amen. We have a request here. See, she's come to draw virtue. So the church must have virtue. Amen. As she comes by faith, the woman with the blood issue had a faith that if I hold the hem of his dress, I believe I'll be healed. You see, with that faith, she went forward and claimed her healing. Praise the Lord. And Jesus said, virtue has gone out of me. And Jesus is saying if virtue, he had virtue and it went out to heal a woman, then he is expecting the same virtue to be in the church. That whenever anyone wants that virtue, she comes or he comes and draw from the church. When the church prays, it has to what? It has to come to pass. Praise the Lord. A church that has virtue, that has power, that has strength. So that it will not be that when someone comes, he cannot find any power here. He cannot find any strength here. Amen. Amen. So, he said, because he was our example. And if he had virtue to give to the people, he expects us to have virtue to give to the people also. Amen. Amen. So that was all about virtue. Then we came to knowledge. I think last Sunday was the last part of the knowledge we had. And the question was, our text was, whom shall he teach knowledge? And we found out that he said, he said, whom should I teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? He said, them that are weaned from the milk. And are drawn from the breast. Amen. Amen. And he said, knowledge is, the heavenly knowledge is what? How to judge. Amen. Wrong from good. How to judge. Praise the Lord. How to handle situation. That's how the prophets talk about what? Knowledge. And so tonight, we are on temperance. Oh, praise the Lord. We are on temperance. And let's hear what the prophet said. He said, we have come to temperance. Now you are going to add temperance. Amen. He said, temperance doesn't mean stop drinking alcohol here either. You see, when you take the dictionary and look at the meaning of temperance, he says, how to control your alcoholic drinks or something like that. See, the prophet said, no, the temperance here doesn't mean that. Praise the Lord. He said, temperance doesn't mean stop drinking alcohol. No, Temperance doesn't mean alcoholic cure. Not in this case. Praise the Lord. Is that temperance, this is Bible temperance. Holy Spirit temperance. Praise the Lord. Is that we are talking about Holy Spirit temperance. And he said, boy, a lot of us are going to fall off before we get started. Amen. So, amen. Let's see what is coming. So, a lot of us are going to fall before we started. Aren't we? Is it? Then we wonder why. He said, okay, let's just say. He said, temperance means how to control your tongue. That's number one. Praise the Lord. Temperance means how to control your tongue. That's number one. Oh, this small thing here. Oh, praise the Lord. It can cause great, 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 great havoc. It is by this that brings even world war. This small thing here. Praise the Lord. This small thing here can send you to what? To the prison. So this thing. He said, how to control your tongue. Okay, let's look at some scriptures. Let's look at James 1:26. It said, if any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own head, this man's religion is in vain. See? If you say you are a religious man, if any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, do you know how somebody's tongue is bridled? You see, the thing that they put into the horse, oh, yeah. See? When it's put on the horse's mouth, the horse cannot do anything anymore. He cannot talk, he cannot do anything. That's, he has been bridled. And wherever you lead him, when you turn, pull this one, he will go this way. When you pull this way, he go this way. When you pull it up, you raise his head up. You see, he's been controlled. Praise God. And so, what he's trying to say here, that a Christian, your tongue must be bridled. And it must be bridled by what? Bridled by the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, it is the Holy Spirit that has bridled your tongue. And so he's directing you. Praise the Lord. So that your utterances and everything is from what? It's from the Spirit. It's not from you. So every true Christian, your tongue must be bridled by the Holy Spirit, the Word of God. Hallelujah. And then let's look at the same James 3:7-8. Look at something which is there. It said, for every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. You see? That's how the tongue is. Unbridled tongue. No man, my brother, you can never tame a tongue. You can't tame it. You just pour it down. See? There's only one thing that can tame this tongue. That's what? That's the Holy Spirit, the Word of God. That's the only thing. Man can never tame the tongue. But when the true Holy Spirit have taken a hold of you. And your tongue is tamed. Oh, my brother, my sister. Everything that comes is always worth a blessing. See? You speak, God bless you. And the God bless you speak it from right from your heart here. See? It's right from here. Bridled tongue. Tamed tongue. Amen. Amen. By the Holy Spirit. See? It's controlled. The prophet said, temperance means how to control your tongue. Amen. Then another one, he said, not to be a tattler. Amen. See? Amen. That is a gossiper. See? Temperance, you are not what? A gossiper. I know that our church here, no one is a gossiper anyway. But meanwhile, it's a spirit. So let's watch out. Let's watch out. Let's give ourselves for the Holy Spirit to tame our tongue. Amen. To bridle our tongue. So that we have no way. It is the Holy Spirit that directs us. Amen. Let's watch it. He said, not a tattler. Let's look at a scripture. At Psalm 34:13. He said, keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. See? Keep your tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. See? Anytime when it is gossiping, my brother, gossiping, you never speak any good thing about your brother or your sister. See? That's the meaning of gossip. Have you heard? Oh, he said, I have not yet heard and I don't want to hear it. Amen. Amen. Then you bridle that tongue for him or for her. See? You've saved her. Well, thank you, Lord Jesus. And then let's look at another scripture in Ephesians. I like that one, Ephesians 4:29. It said, let no corrupt communication, you see, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth as gossiping. But that which is good to the use of edifying. See, what comes from your mouth must be that which is good to the use of edifying. That it may minister grace unto the hearer. Amen. When I meet my brother Wilmore, you see, if all what I need to tell him is something that will edify both of us. See, that will minister grace unto the hearer. Amen. Always meet your sister, meet your brother. My brother, my sister, you got to say something that will edify. Something that will minister grace unto the one who is hearing you. Oh, hallelujah. That's the house God wants to come and live in. You must have these things. These things must be there. To what? To bring Christ. Because it is his nature. He wants you to what? To be into that kind of nature. Then the prophet went on to say, he said, how to control your temper. So you see how to control your tongue, not to be a gossiper, and how to control your temper. Amen. How to control your temper. That's why the prophet was saying, boy, a lot of us are going to fall off before we even get started. Temper. Yes, sir. How to control your temper. And you know the father of it. The father of it is Cain. The father of it is Cain. When God asked him, and the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel your brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? See? Am I my brother's keeper? Look at Cain asking God, while you know very well what you have done. See, temper, let's look at temper closely, my brother. You know, what happened to Uzziah also the other day when we were talking about it? Uzziah. How many priests went to challenge him in the temple? Said 81. Azariah and 80 priests of the Lord confronted him. Uzziah, this is not your place. See, reading from 2 Chronicles 26:18-19. This place appertaineth not unto thee, Uzziah, to burn incense unto the Lord, but to the priests and the sons of Aaron. See, they were pleading with him that are consecrated to burn incense. Go out of the sanctuary, for thou hast trespassed. Neither shall it be for thine honor from the Lord. See? They were telling him something, the truth. And what happened? Verse 19. Then Uzziah was wroth and had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was wroth, with the priest, the leprosy even rose up in his forehead. See? He had no temper. When truth is being told, when they tell you the truth, how do you receive it? How is your attitude towards it? Temperance. See? There is a story of a woman that helped for the husband to kill his temper. So women's ministry. The woman did something for the husband. The husband was quick-tempered. They were all Christians. They go to church every day. But back in the house, the wife does a little thing, this man would just fire up. Always temper. Hi. The wife does something small. Oh, he's off. That's what the prophet said. Fly off. See? You fly off just like that. Then, one day they were in the house. The temper had come. Beep, 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 beep. Then there was the bell. And who was it? The boss of this man. And then immediately all his countenance changed. And then they would put on a smile. Oh, boss, yeah. Then we came there to give him some parcel. Man, that was so angry and talking. Beep, beep. Then when he saw that was his boss, the whole countenance changed. The wife looked at the whole thing. She was so shocked and surprised. She didn't say anything. Then, when the man came in, said, you are fortunate, my boss came in here. It's all right. You know what the woman did? She went and bought the picture of Jesus Christ and hung it, because they don't have it. He hung it somewhere. So when the husband came home, he saw the picture. What? That's fine. Okay. Praise the Lord. Then one day, the temper came. Wah, 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 wah. And he found a bell, you see. The woman tried to find a bell just similar to their bell. So whilst he was, then the woman pressed it. Ping. Then his countenance changed. He said, who called? He said, this man. Then she looked at the whole thing. Meanwhile, he had told the woman that, look, my boss has been really helpful to me. He has been sustaining me and everything. So now he said, who called? He said, him. Then he looked at the whole team. He said, so your boss and him, who sustains you greater? He said, when your boss came, you smiled. I said, he is God. So I want to see the smile on your face. The man forced a little smile. Look at him, forced a little smile. He went away. Amen. So anytime he gets a listen, the woman won't talk. He will just raise his head like this. And then the man will look at it. Then his attitude will change. Anytime he does that, the wife will just raise up her head like this. And then the man will also look at the direction and say, praise the Lord. So till when he went to even work, when somebody did something that his temper had to what? Rise. He still remembers what? The preacher back home. Christ. Then it calms him off. Till people saw that he has now changed. His temper had completely what? Changed. Then he saw that, look, the wife have done a real good thing for him. So one day, when he was coming back from work, he bought a flower, bought some new dress for the wife. So this time when he came, she bailed. The wife came to open. I said, why your key? And the hand was behind her. I said, but why? He said, today I want to renew our love. The first day I saw you, the love that I had for you, today we are starting it. My temper is finished. This is your flowers. This is your gun. Let us go and celebrate. Oh, praise the Lord. See, women's ministry. Now, the preacher said, the preacher is no more here, but it is here. Praise the Lord. Wherever he goes, when you do anything to him, he remembers the preacher back home. He saw that it is here, and it calms him down. Let's put Christ here, my brother. Praise the Lord. Let's put him here. And when he is here, no matter when it happens, you say, if it were Christ. Well, you know that is what? Christ is here, and so you know how to control your temper. Oh, praise the Lord. So, our Lord, we are on temperance. Let's see how we can control our temperance. Praise the Lord. The prophet said, temperance, how to answer in kindness when wrath is spoke to you. See? The prophet said, temperance is how to answer in kindness when wrath is spoke to you. Somebody can't speak wrath to you, but you answer in what? In kindness. And what scripture do we have? What the prophet said. What scripture? We have read that scripture before. That's Romans 12:21. You see? When wrath is spoken to you and you answer by what? In a kind way. Amen. The person comes with anger. Speak with what? Anger. And tear you down. But what? When you are responding, you will respond with what? With kindness and love. Praise the Lord. Look at Romans 12:21. We've read it before. It said, be not overcome of evil. See, the person have come with evil. Do not allow that evil to overcome you. Praise God. But do what? But overcome that evil with good. Praise the Lord. He comes with anger. He comes to what? Talking all that rots. But that is the evil coming. But you need to overcome it. And how can you overcome it? You can overcome it only by what the scripture is saying. That but overcome evil with what? With good. Amen. He said, somebody say, you bunch of holy rollers down there. He said, don't jump up and roll your sleeves. See? Not that. But talk with godly love. Temperance, kindness, is that the way? Praise the Lord. Amen. that we need to go. Then he said again, he said, when you are riled, riled not back. See? When somebody riles you, don't rile back. And that also, that scripture also, we read it the other time. That is Romans 12, 17. See? That is a recompense to no man, evil for evil. See, all what the prophet is saying is all scripture. See, whatever the prophet is saying is all scripture. When somebody, when you are riled upon, rile not back. And you go to the scripture, you see it there. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Praise the Lord. He said, when they said, what they told Jesus, he's talking about what they told Jesus. If thou be the Son of God, turn these stones unto bread. When Satan tried him, he said he could have done it to show that he was what? He was God. Yes. But he said he had temperance. That is not it. If we are you try to show off that you are like this, you can do this. Yes, you have the authority, you have everything. But meanwhile, if it is not the appropriate time, if it is not the time for you to do it, my brother, my sister, it is what? Provocation. Something that is leading you to do something that is contrary to the will of God. So let us what? Look at temperance closely. He said, if you blow up, and fuse, and steal, and carry on, you aren't going to. He said, you can't add that, because it will not add. See? If you have that temperance, you cannot add it to what? Knowledge, virtue, and faith. He said, and the prophet said, it won't vulcanize. It will not vulcanize.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I quite remember when we were very children. Our father had a filling station, and during those days, these tubes, our car tubes, they weren't what do you call it? No. There's always tube inside. Yeah, it wasn't. There was no tubeless that time. Yeah, there's always tube inside, and the tube sometimes. It punches, and if you want to mold it, they have something called Dunlop. Amen. Then I was just a little boy like this, and we were doing it. You scratch that place, you clean the place where the hole is, then you put some little glue, then you put the Dunlop there, then you put it under fire. There is this in what we put it under. We press it, and then the fire is on top. Then it burns it, and then it what? Sticks. That's vulcanized.
Amen.
Amen. And it has, and the prophet is saying here that to vulcanize, it has to be the same. See? You cannot vulcanize it. You cannot vulcanize what? A piece of rubber with iron. It won't work. You see? It has to be the same spirit. It has to be the same rubber. This rubber and this rubber, it will vulcanize. But you can't vulcanize what? Wood and what? And stone. All the time it has to be the same. Amen.
Amen.
So he's talking about if your temperance, you have a high temperance, you cannot add it to what? To knowledge and virtue, to work. Praise the Lord. It has always had to be what? The same spirit. Praise the Lord. So tonight, we are on that. He said, when you really, he said, let's read something here. He said, you shouldn't be just a man-made halfway sourced up believer. Or temperance. Oh, I ought to slap him down. But maybe I better not. because they might put my name in the paper about it. You see, that's no temperance. Huh? Say, because of that, I would have just slapped your face. Though you didn't slap the person, but the way how you just thought of it, there's no temperance. The man actually provoked me. But for some reason, I would have really slapped him. Did you slap him? Oh, no, I didn't slap him. But the way how you are talking is no temperance. You understand it? So if something goes in here, say, for this reason, I would have done this. That's not temperance. Praise the Lord. Temperance is when the thing happens. He said, let it go. God bless you, my brother. Amen. God bless you, my sister. And you say it what? Really down from your heart, with all honesty and sincerity. Not the other way. He said, watch it. Because that is no temperance. When there is so, you feel that there is something you could have done, but because of something you are not doing it, that's no temperance. It has to be what? It has to be free. Your heart clean. Clear. Amen. My brother. How many? I believe we can overcome. We can overcome. Praise the Lord. That when anything, anybody says anything against you, just feel it word. Say, glory be to your name. Amen. As the prophet said, he said, I want it. I need it bad. Because there is what? There is a heavenly reward for me. Amen. But when you can really, with the sweetness from your heart, forgive every man. See? When you are able to hold your peace and let it go, amen, then it will vulcanize. You can add that to your faith. Amen. So we, upon this note, we end with our temperance for the day. And my brother, it's something that we need to bridle. Amen. Let's bridle our tongues. As the prophet said, it is the question of how to control your tongue. How to control your temper and not to be a tattler, a gossiper. That's temperance. So my brethren, tonight, let us just say, Lord, we want to ask for your strength to be able to overcome. So that when evil comes, we will be able to overcome evil with good. We need that kind of word, faith in you. Amen. We need that kind of virtue. We need that kind of knowledge. So that our temperance will be controlled. No matter how the provocation is, when we meet it, we from our heart, we know with all sweetness how to respond to every situation. Like the woman, what he did to help the husband. Oh, always remember. Oh, praise the Lord. When you do anything, then he remembers the picture the wife had put on the house, Christ. He said, look, your boss, how much does your boss give to you? And then you were so annoyed, just fusing on, and immediately you saw your boss, your whole face changed, and you put on a smile. Amen. What about the boss over all bosses? Amen. Who holds your life? When the wife began to talk this way to the husband, he saw the difference. He said, yes. Amen. So whenever he gets off, then he sees the picture, he has to put on a smile. Because the wife said, when you saw your boss, you smiled. So when you see I want to see a very broad smile. Amen. So let us also always know that we have Christ here. So that when we meet every situation, let us also give a broad smile and say, oh, Christ, if it were you, that's the same way that you do. Praise the Lord. How many are happy with the Lord? Amen. And the house, we thank God for. We are building a very beautiful house. A real house where God wants to come and dwell in. Because he says he cannot dwell in a house that is what? Built by hands. Amen. But a house where he wants to dwell in, we are the temple of God. Amen. He wants to dwell right in us so that he can reflect himself in us so that we'll be like his image. To be like Jesus. The musicians, come on, come on. Oh, to be. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God. We bless you, Lord. On earth, how we long, Lord. Oh, from earth to glory. Oh, we want to be like you, oh God.
On that night.
tonight, just speak to him. Say, Lord, I want to be like you. There is nothing else that I need on earth here. Even if I gain the whole of this world and I lose my life, what would it profit me? Lord, you came on earth here. You laid many examples. You really demonstrated your divine nature. You were confronted with many provocations. There were people that always planned to get you, Lord. Protect them, O Lord. Oh, we want to see them back in the church. Oh, so that our joy will be full, O Lord. We thank you, O Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord. We give you the glory. Oh, who is like unto you, Lord? We thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Come on. Give us wonderful, wonderful Jesus is to me. As we ask our precious brother Wilmo to come and close us in prayer. Wonderful, wonderful Jesus is to me. Is he wonderful to you?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty
God is here, saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name. Wonderful,
wonderful Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is here,
saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name. Oh, wonderful,
wonderful,
Jesus is to me.
Counselor, Prince of Peace,
oh, Mighty God is here,
saving me,
keeping me
from all sin and shame.
Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name.
Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the word tonight, Lord, how it's been presented, Lord, Father, in simplicity and clearly, Lord, to show us, Father, oh God, the things that you have stored in your word for us, Lord, in order, Father, to claim the victory over the devil. For many times, Lord, he causes us to speak things out of turn. Father, he causes our tempers to flare up, Lord. But you have presented it in your word, Lord, how to overcome, Lord. And Father, we are thankful, Lord. We pray that you would bless our brother Maxwell, that you would restore virtue unto him, Lord, that, Father, you would strengthen him. May you watch over him and his family as they go home tonight, Lord, and I pray for every brother, every sister that's here too, Lord, asking, Father, Lord, that you'd watch over them as they go home. Father, if any, Lord, are struggling, Lord, Father, with trying to control the tongue, Lord, any are struggling with temper, Lord, I pray for your spirit to come now, Lord. Father, oh God, and teach us, Lord, and Father, just help us to overcome, Lord, for we cannot do it on our own. Father, we may try and it might work for a couple of days, Lord, but it will fail again, Lord, for we have tried it before and it failed. But Father, who you have set free is free indeed, Lord. So we pray for thy spirit to come down, Lord, unto us, Lord, that it might, Lord, O God, tabernacle completely. Help us, Father, as we endeavor to continue building this house, Lord, until we have come unto thy great love, Lord, that it might dwell in us, Father. That, Lord, when the people would come near us, Father, they would just be drawing virtue out of us, Lord, that, Father, they might see that indeed you are a living God. Father, we pray, Lord, for the sisters, Lord, at home with the children. We commit them to you, Lord, Father. We pray, Father, even for the request that's been presented with our sister. Lord, oh God, how she recognizes, Lord, that you are God and that all things are possible with you. Father, we pray, Lord, that, Father, you would grant her favor, Lord, that you would grant her success with her application, that, Father, she would come back again, Lord, to testify when it has been given, Lord, how you would have done it for her, Lord. Father, I pray for any other brother, Lord, any sister that could be seeking for jobs, Lord, seeking for, Lord, success in exams. I pray, Father, that you would grant them the desires of their hearts, Lord. Father, for we know that you care for us, Lord, and you are concerned for us, Lord. So we ask, Father, knowing that you always answer our prayers, Lord. We glorify your name, Lord, thanking you, Lord, even for the testimony from our sister in the hospital, how, Lord, you have given her, Lord, a safe delivery, Lord. Father, we thank you, for you always make a difference for your people. Be with us now as we go home. Lord, we commit our brother, Brother Andrew, into your hands, Lord. Bless him where he is, Lord. We pray, Father, that you would grant him grace, Lord, and continue to use him, Father, for your ministry and to your children. Father, until we meet again, we commit everything into your hands. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Amen.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is he. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise his name. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, mighty God is he. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise.